We begin today a new Masechet, Masechet Shavuot. We'll start on Daf Beit, obviously, but before we begin, let us take a look at the inside of the Parsha, the end of Parshat Vayikra Hei. The Parsha begins, and this is the Parsha of the Korban Olev Yored. In the Korban Olev Yored, there's a list at the beginning, which begins with Nefesh ki techeta v'shama kol Allah hu eid o ra'a o yada im lo yagid v'nasa avono. Now it turns out that what this is really referring to is what's called Shvuat Ha'edut. So if somebody knows testimony, he denies the knowledge of that testimony, so then he's going to need to bring the korbanot that will be listed later. So that means that we began the list of korbanot of Yored with a type of Shvuat. It's a type of shvuah that obviously is fundamentally related to nizikin, because it's a shvuah of responsiveness to the need to say testimony in Beit Din. Then the pasuk continues on with the next category, and the next category is O nefesh, asher tiga b'chol davar tamei, o b'nivlat chaya tameya, o b'nivlat beima tameya, o b'nivlat sheretz tamei v'ne'alam mimenu. Somebody touched something that made him tummy, and he forgot the fact that he was tummy. And he was indeed tummy, and he was Hashem. Now he was Hashem, as we'll see, that means that he was either nichvas lemigdash with this tuma, which we'll learn out, or that he ate basar kedesh that was tar in this tuma. Now you'll note that there's two psukim over that discuss v'ne'alam mimenu. This is a very unique situation. Nowhere else does the Torah define a korban by the fact that something was known and then forgotten. V'ne'alam. So in other words, we need to have for this particular din of tuma b'migdash, or tumat migdash u'kedoshav, as it's called, either nichdas or migdash or eating kadesh, we need to have a unique yediyah. In other words, you have to be fully aware of the facts and only subsequently to have forgotten them. Hashem came when it comes to other karbanas. Somebody would eat a piece of chalev. He didn't know it was chalev. He finds out it's chalev. He would bring a karma. If the equivalent din of a ne'alam was true for all karbanas, then only if you once knew that this is chalev, but then you forgot it was chalev, and then you found out that you had eaten the chalev, would you be chayev? So obviously this is unique. There is no such equivalent din by chalev. And then we continue with the shivuot that are most common, as opposed to shvuat ha'edut, which is something that has to do with dinim, or shvuat ha'dayanim, which bechlal doesn't come into this particular parasha, where the dayanim make you swear. We also have a shvuah that somebody takes on voluntarily, which is called a shvuat bitui. So he articulates with his lips. So here, it's why it's called Shvuat Bitui, obviously. Lehara o lehetiv. So now this lehara o lehetiv, first of all, is clearly talking about an acceptance upon oneself to do something in the future. To be meiria to himself. So for instance, to say, I'm going to make a tainis tomorrow. And he takes that on as a shvuah. So that's a bad thing. Or lehetiv, he promises himself to eat well, for instance. Right? In the future. Now, this only is discussing a shvu'ah le'atid. It's not talking about a shvu'ah le'sha'avar, nor is it clear that something that is neither la'ra le'atid, but is simply whatever it is, you know, I'll jump up and down and spit wood nickels, whatever, which is neither la'ra le'atid, we don't know yet that that's included. But then the pasuk continues to say, le'chol asher yivatei adam b'shvu'ah. V'ne'alam mimenu. Now here too, it uses this language of v'ne'alam mimenu. V'hu yada v'yashem le'achat mi'ele. Now this means that there's some type of unique interrelationship between the dinim of shivuot and the dinim of yediot hatum'ah, specifically, because it's the ne'alam mimenu that appears here in these two sugyas. And it's these two things, including as well the other shvuah, shvuat adayanim, which are included in the parsha of Ayaki Hashem la'achat me'ela ve'viat ashamo la'ashem. This ashamo la'ashem is actually, even though it uses the word ashamo, is a korban ola v'yored. which has three different levels. So it's an animal when it's brought by an usher. Someone who can't afford an animal can bring two birds. And then there's a dal who can't even afford two birds, who just brings solet. So Yisaron solet for a mincha. This is the only korban that has now those many levels of options. It's called olav yored. All right? That means that there's something about the interrelationship of tuma, the migdash, tuma b'achilas kodesh, and shvuas. What it is, we don't know. Certainly not at this point. But because of the unique connection here, and the unique connection is expressed specifically in dinim of ashem and kapara on that ashma, v'hu yada v'ashem le'achat me'ela. Because of that, the Masechet Shavuot begins with that interrelationship, as it's mentioned in the pasuk, and not only with that interrelationship, but immediately gets into the question of what does one do with ashma? In other words, what kapara is there for these issues? So we're going to start off, even though we mentioned the word Shavuot Shtai, but that's because the pasuk mentioned Shavuot, even though it didn't mention the type of Shavuot we're about to talk about, which is Shavuot Bitui first. So what we have is a discussion of Shavuot in terms of Shavuot HaDayani, Shavuot HaEdut in the pasuk. Moving on to Tum'ah, Mikdash HaKadoshah, moving back to Shavuot Bitui at the end of the parasha. Our Mishnah starts with Shavuot because of Shavuot HaEdut, which really is only going to be discussed later, so we'll see, and moves on to Yediot HaTumah, but because we're going to be concentrating, Gemara's going to go into the details of this, the way we constructed the Mishnah in this rather complex fashion, and what this has to do with the way that we focus on Bitui, we'll talk about as we go along. But we speak about Shavuot Shtayim in terms of Shavuot Bitui, because after all, it said Lahara Oleitev, and that's Shtayim, both of which are to the future. So, Tosis is the one who asks, why don't we start off, indeed, with, if we're going to start off with the actual words of Yediot HaTumah, why don't we start off with that? Because the Shavuot Bitui comes after that. And explains that it's because the point is that we did begin with V'hu Eid O Yada, which is Shavuot HaEdut. Okay, why we don't say Shavuot HaEdut first is because the Mishnah is constructed around another strange idea, which is a list of four things, which are all two, which equal four. Okay, so that the Gemara asks, why in the world we do that? Why do we care about that particular structure? But because we want that structure, so we talk about Shavuot Bitui. Because the Pasuk opened up with Shavua, albeit Shavuot HaEdut, we begin with Shavua. Because the Pasuk continues with Yediot HaTum'ah, which share with Shavua the Shnayim Shein Arba, another interesting coincidence. So we therefore have a very complex mission that's taken into consideration the structure of the parsha, as we'll see, the structure of Masechet Makot, and its transition into Masechet Shavuot, and the focus on the Kaparot, the Shnayim Shein Arba. So, funked on the Helek Perek. You can do it. Yeah, even better. That's what happens when you get into somebody else's business. You never do it right. Shavuot Shtayim Shein Arba. When it comes to Shavuot, there are two types of Shavuot Bitui, which are Lahara Leitiv in the future, but there are really four because we're also Marba with an extra word that is not only Lahara Leitiv, but it's also that I was Meiria, or that I was Meitiv, namely, I ate something yesterday, or I didn't eat something yesterday. So you swear about the facts. It's a completely different type of Shavuot, if you think about it. With Shavuot Bitui, I will do something. One is commitment, and one is to establish veracity. It's already done. But it doesn't have anything to do with the commitment. It's the commitment to the truth of the statement. And yet, both of them are called Shavuot Bitui.
It sounds like Eidus.
Nothing to do with Eidus. Eidus means that I
did it.
That's not Eidus. Eidus is witnessing. Shavuot Eidus is that I did not witness. There's nothing to do with this at all. Yediot HaTum'ah Shtayim Shein Arba. So to Yediot HaTum'ah, which is as it says over here, he was Nitma V'hu Yada V'Hashem. V'hu Yada V'Hashem. What was that? Well, he knew he was Tomei, and he knew that this is a Beit HaMikdash, and then he forgot that he was Tomei, and he went in. He knew that he was Tomei, and he knew that this was Kodesh Meat. Then he forgot that he was Tomei. It says V'ne'elam Imenu. But Pashtut, that's V'ne'elam Imenu HaTum'ah. But we're also marbeh, because as you could see yourself, the dual construction in the parsha, we're also marbeh, not only the case where he forgot that he was tamei, but a case where he remembered he was tamei, but then forgot that this is the Mikdash, or forgot that this is Kodesh, or perhaps forgot the implications of Tuma for Mikdash and Kodesh, all of which we're going to discuss. So here too we have Shtayim Shein Arba. Yitziyot HaShabbat are also Shtayim Shein Arba. The reason that Yitziyot, in terms of Hotza'ah, the Lashon and the Pasuk always focuses on how Yotzei. So it's always a matter of taking out from Rishut HaYachid into Rishut HaRabim. Now, Lamaisa, we add Hachnasa to that, so that you can also be over if you bring something in from a Rishut HaYachid, Rabim, into a Rishut HaYachid. There are two ways to be motzi mirishut ayachid rishut rabim, which is the shtayim. One is that you are actually standing inside, and you take the chefetz outside, move the chefetz outside with your hand. And one is that you're standing outside and remove the chefetz into rishut rabim. Now, because of the fact, according to the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, because of the fact that Hotza'ah, or Achnasah, is a unique malacha in that it affects only the spatial orientation of an object instead of having any direct impact on the object. There is no way that we would be able to establish a particular set of chiyuvim unless we're told, because it doesn't follow the rules. It's called a malacha guru'ah, according to him. And because it's a malacha guru'ah, we need to have all of the variants defined. Those who don't stress the uniqueness of Hotza'ah find in the need for why would we even need to say who cares where you're standing and so on. But the question of the standard nature of the asiyah of a malacha, as in any malacha, we only take the most effective way of doing something. Perhaps the most effective way of doing something is to hold it and walk out with it and then to put it down. This idea of your hand being in one place and your body being in another place, and that being considered to be, it's of the object, where the object is still associated with your hand the whole time that you took it into the other shus, is not as clear. And so Mimela, we need to have both sets. So the shtayim, the shorthand that we use, by the way, is ani va'ashir, because the ani is standing at the door, so he's begging for money. He's in the Rishut HaRabim. The Ashir is indoors, and he's responding. He takes his money, puts it into the hand of the Ani, or the Ani puts his hand in, takes the money from the Baal HaBayit. So that would be considered to be Hotza'ah, which is the Shtayim. Shein Arba is where he manages to persuade the Ani to give him money. It's very rare, but, you know, you never know.
Change.
The change. That's right. That's right. All right. So that's also a Shnayim, Shein Arba, which also were marbe, and that we talk about in Masechet Shabbat. And there's one other case, which is Shnayim Shein Arba, and that is Marot Nigaim. So the Torah talks about the Se'et and the Baheret. So those are the two things that are mentioned. Starts off, Diebo Or Besaro Baheret, or Se'et. This is making noise every time it bangs. And then talks about the sapachat. Now the Gemara learns out that the sapachat is the lotion of secondary to sefachenina that we have by the kuna, the curse of Eli. So sapachat means secondary to se'et, secondary to the baheret. There's also a tolda, that is to say, of the baheret and of the se'et. That means that the two marot that are given are actually four separate marot that are related to each other in the intensity of the whiteness of the mark. So now getting to the thing that we're going to be concentrating on in these first two prakim, which is Yediyat HaTumah, remarkably, because after all, that's what the Pasuk concentrated on. And so the Yediyat HaTumah, let's go into the Yediyat HaTumah. Chieshba Yediyah Batechila, Yediyah Basof, Ve'elein Benatayim, the case mentioned in the Pasuk. It says that Hu Yada, and then Ne'alam Mimenu, and then Ve'ashem, and he brings now his korban. So obviously he once knew about it, then forgot about something that was relevant, and then realizes that he did something wrong, and now he's feeling guilty. What do I do about this? You bring this korban, which is the korban Olah V'Yoreid, but that's the only case. Suppose you knew about it, yesh ba yediyah b'tchila, and then forgot and never found out that you had done it, ve'en ba yediyah b'sof. Where then would you get the kapara for your ashma? There, the Sa'ir, Anase Bifnim, and Yom HaKippurim is Tole. So that we know that one of the Sa'irim, we have the Sa'ir HaLazazel, is teamed up with a Sa'ir that's Anase Bifnim on Yom Kippur. Now, the truth is we have three separate Sa'irim that we need to talk about on Yom Kippur. One is the pair of the Sa'ir HaLazazel, which is not a korban at all in the normal sense of the word. It's thrown off of the tzuk. The other one is the Sa'ir LaHashem, which is matched to it. So that one is brought Lifnai V'Lifnim. Then you have a Sa'ir that is brought together with the Musafim. Just like we have a Sa'ir in the Musafim of every Yontif, we have a Sa'ir listed in the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh, V'Sa'ir Echad. There's always V'Sa'ir Echad besides those other Karbanot. As we'll see, those Sa'irim themselves are interrelated in their Kaparot. They all have something to do with Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav. So, if you don't know what it is that you did wrong, then so long as you don't know, the Sa'ir HaNase Bifnim on Yom Kippur, and that is the one that's Nichlas of Sa'ir HaLifnim, and the Atzma of Yom HaKippurim itself, is Tole from being suffering Yisurin for what it is that you did wrong, Ad Shivadalo, until such time as you find out. When you find out, at that point, v'yavi b'ola v'yoreit, at that point you bring your korban ola v'yoreit. So in other words, it's not really mechaper, it's only tole. Ein ba yediya b'tchila, how about if you never knew that you were tamei? Avoyesh ba yediya b'sof. Now there is no way for you ever to bring a kapara on such a thing, because you'll never retroactively know it. You can only know that it happened, but you can't know it before you did it. And the only time that Torah gave you a kapara here is where initially you knew, v'hu yadav, and then v'ne'alam mimen. So if now you had no yediyah, but you find out in the end that you went into the Beit HaMikdash when you were tameh, now you can't bring a korban. So over there, the Sa'ir HaNase b'chutz, not to be confused with the Sa'ir LaZazel, which is not brought l'chutz, it's brought by Azazel, but it's a whole different sentence in the Beis HaMikdash at all. The Sa'ir HaNase b'chutz is the Sa'ir that is part of the Musfim that are brought on Yom HaKippurim. So all of those Sa'irim are listed in Parashat Pinchas. It's not part of the story in Achrimot. So that Sa'ir and there too Yom HaKippurim, it's not Tole, it's Bechaper, because you're never going to ever bring that Korb, because you didn't have Yediya B'tchila. So it's complete kapara in that case, shene'emar, milvar, chatat hakipurim. What in the world, what do we mean by saying milvad b'chatat hakipurim? Why is there a relationship between the sawyer that is brought bifnim and the sawyer that is brought b'chutz? They're not paired in any way. To teach me, almasha zemechaper, zemechaper. So just like the pnimi, we've already seen, and we're going to establish this in detail in the Gemara, just like bifnim, eno mechaper el al dover sheyeshba yediyah, there needs to be some yediyah in the one that's bifnim. Albeit in that case the yediyah is bitchila, it just doesn't have a yediyah b'sof. But so too, the chitzon is eno mechaper el al dover sheyeshba yediyah. In that case where it has a yediyah, although it's only b'sof and not bitchila. So that the two are interrelated in this strange way to the concept of yedi'ah. And you'll notice that we focus on the word yedi'ah. But Tosus asks, it's strange that we focus on yediot atuma, because the issue isn't really yediot, the issue is the ha'alamot. It's v'ne'alam imenu. So the v'ne'alam imenu is either tuma in the context of Mikdash, tuma in the context of Kodesh. Or, we learn from the extra one, ne'alam imenu kodesh in the context of tuma, or mikdash in the context of tuma. So then that means that the real focus is on the ha'alamot, not on the yediyot. So why in the world do we talk about the yediyot? The only reason we talk about the yediyot is because the element of yediyah becomes central to our understanding the interrelationship of the kaparat of the Sa'irim, which we're focusing on now. Just as this one had a yediyah, so too does this one have a yediyah. The nature of which yediyah, whether it's yediyah b'tchila or yediyah b'sof, is what determines the relationship that you have to the particular kapara. So this entire Mishnah is based on strange interrelationships that generally are not in our main focus. And it seems to us on the surface that it's something of a non sequitur popping out of the dinim of Nezikin, but we should have been focusing on Shvat HaDayanim, Shvat HaEdut. Those are all things that follow in the Seder Nezikin, you would think. And yet, the focus over here is on the Bitui per se. Now, how about Al Davar that has no Yediyah at all? What would be mechaper on a person who never knew that he was tamei at all, and so he can't find out? Nobody else knew about it, and there will never be finding out. Is there a kapara for acts that are entirely bishkaga, where there's no way for you to do anything about it? On that, the Si'irei HaRigalim and the Si'irei Roshei Chodashim are mechaper, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that means that we have three Si'irim in Yom Kippur, two of which, so far, two of which focus on Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav, and then we have all of the Si'irei HaRegolim and the Si'irei Roshei Chodashim. They too are focused on Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav. The only difference between them is the level of Yediyah, that's all. So Yediyah B'Tchila, which could ultimately come to Yediyah B'Sof, and Echiyah of a Karbonel of a Yored, is the Bifnim on Yom Kippur. The idea of a sof, but not batchila, which cannot come to an olav yored, is the seira chatat on Yom Kippurim. The lack of yedia at all, bein batchila, bein besof, is the object of the kapara of all of the seirim of the yomim tovim and of Rosh Chodesh, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, not so fast. Seirei haregalim indeed are mechaper, as you said, but not seirei Rosh Chodesh. Well, it also has to do with Tumat Mikdash B'Kedoshav, but not the cases we've been talking about. That is talking about the kapara on a lav that does not have karet associated with. And that's the case of someone who is tahor, who eats something which is tameh. So the up until now we've been talking about the chiyuvim of korbanot, which are generally brought on a chiyuv karet. Here, we're going to see that despite the fact that there is no chiyuv karet on this particular element of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedosha, nonetheless, strangely enough, the Torah was biyachid, a particular carbon, for the kapara of this thing. So once again, we see this rather strange attractor of unique kaparot, done uniquely through Si'irim, done uniquely in the set of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedosha. Very, very strange. Okay. So that means, according to Rabbi Shimon, we have four different levels of kaparat se'irim on various levels of yediyah tumah or tumas mikdash v'kedoshah.
What is this case? Allah wasn't tamei. What's a tamei?
The kodesh is tamei. Kodesh was tamei. He himself is tamei. That's a lav. That's not a zekaret. Rabbi Meir Omer, I say you make a mistake. Kol ha-se'irim kaparatan shava. All se'irim of the Musafim, whether you're talking about what we've been calling the Saranas of Achutzan Yom Kippur, which is a Seir Musaf, you're talking about the Seirei Oregolim, you're talking about the Seirei Roshei Chodashim, all of them are Mechaper, the same Kapara. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about Ein Bayadiyah B'Tchila, Yesh Bayadiyah B'Sof, Ein Bayadiyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof, makes no difference, Torah She'achal HaSatameh, makes absolutely no difference. They're all going to be Mechaper, the same Kapara. Although I agree one thing, the Saranasa Bifnim, that is definitely Mechaper only with this additional special Kapara. It's Mechaper on the one that could come to Yeshba Yediyah B'Sof, but which currently does not have a Yediyah B'Sof. So it is unique. That I agree. But all these other things for which you have set aside three separate things, that's not true. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, we're going to review now the only reason that we're reviewing this third shita between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is because we did not want to interrupt the flow to have a discussion, which we're about to have, on the third shita, which is Rabbi Shimon. So b'meila, we have to go back, review it. Okay, now here is that other shita, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Si'irei Roshei Chodashim or Mechaper Na'al Torah She'achal HaTameh. The Si'irei HaRegalim are Mechaper Ma'al She'ein Ba Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. That's what we saw. Three separate kaparot. Amrulo. So now, the shitot of Rabbi Meir, the Acherim, say to Rabbi Shimon, Let me ask you a question. Ma'ush yikaravu ze beze. What would be the din if you lost one of these karbanas, let's say, and you had available one of the other karbanas? So you had set aside a seir for Rosh Chodesh. It was available now, early, for a seir of a yontif that wasn't, that had gotten lost, or for the seir of the Musaf of Yom Kippur. Would I be able to use it? Because everyone agreed that you could. So he answered, no problem, yikarevu. Omrulo, so Rabbi Meir said, look, that's the whole point, isn't it? If I'm right that they all have the same kapara, then it makes sense that you could exchange one for the other. But remember that a korban chatas, unique among all the korbanas, is linked to the particular event that is being brought for. You can't bring a chatas on one chet for chatas on another chet, even though it's exactly the same animal, even though it's tuchiyu vechatat, it's on and so forth. How then can you say, if it's a different kapara, how do you say that you could substitute one for the other? It doesn't make any sense. It only makes sense according to me. But according to you, ha'ovein kaparatan shava. You hold each one is coming for a unique kapara. Heich krevim ze beze. How could you exchange one for the other? To which Rabbi Shimon replied, Amar lahem, kulam ba'im l'chaper atumat migdash u'gedosha. I'm sure that you have figured out now, by now, Rabbi Meir, that we're dealing with some kind of weird set in this Mishnah. And it's the set of all variations of Tumas Migdash V'Kedosha. Whether it's Balav, or whether it's Bekaret, that is to say, whether it's the Tumat Basar, the Tumat Adam, whether it's a Haloma of Tumor, whether it's Haloma of Migdash, or whether it's Haloma of the Kodesh, whether it was Yediyah Betchila, or Yediyah Besof, or Yediyah Lo Betchila V'Lo Besof. That is a strange set. The only marker for this set is the fact that it's all about Tumas Migdash V'Kedosha. But that means that the Torah is uniquely relating Se'irim to a set as opposed to a particular thing. And since that's the case, they're also interchangeable, which is usually not the case of a Korban Chatas. So once again, we see the way in which we focus on the uniqueness of these interrelationships. Now, there is a fourth Shita, which is a variant of the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. And that is Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishmo of Rabbi Shimon, slightly differently than we had it before. Si'irei Roshei Chodashim, according to him, what Rabbi Shimon said was that it's incremental. So that, this by the way, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda shouldn't confuse you because Rabbi Shimon is always Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. We talk about a Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, it's clearly not Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda was quoting Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and he said that it's incremental. It's not different. Start with the lowest level of kapara. That's the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. And that is indeed, as Rabbi Shimon had stated before, is mechapran ala tahor shachalata tameh, which is not a chiyav of karet, a chiyav of alav. Add, going on the next level up, to the si'irim of the regalim, above and beyond the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, mosif alehem shel regalim, which is also mechaper, it is mechaper on a Torah shel achras atame, but it's also mechaper on ein ba yediyah lo betchila v'lo besof. Now, add above and beyond that to the soyer that is naaseh b'chutz on Yom HaKippurim, there we have she'im mechaprim, over there, shehu mechaper, should say, al ha-tohor she'achalat atame, yes, just like the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Yes, just like the Sirei Regalim. But also, so this is similar to Rabbi Shimon Shita above, except that it also has something in common as you go up, because it doesn't uniquely focus on the new element. It adds whatever element was beneath it. So in other words, if we look at the incremental nature of the elements, we start off with a lav no karet. Then, because that is bichlal not shayach to carbon. Then we go to no yediyah, which, where the act is shayach to carbon, but the yediyah is not open to carbon. Then we go to yediyah besof, which is similar to typical chiyav of carbon, and nonetheless here uniquely can't have a carbon. And then we go to yediyah betchila, where the yediyah besof hasn't yet arrived, which is incipient chiyav, and there you don't even get a kapara, you just get a tliyah, until such time as you find out, and you need to bring the kapara. So there's four daragot that are represented by four separate korbanot. Seir of Rosh Chodesh, Seir of Regolim, Seir of the Musaf Yom HaKippurim, Seir Anasa Bifnim of Yom HaKippurim. So this is now, because of this change of the incremental nature of the Kapara, we now have to have another version of the way Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda is explaining the conversation between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Because you can no longer say what you said before. Because what you said before was, how could you ever exchange one for the other? That's no longer true. Of course you can exchange one for the other. Because anyone that is higher up in the set can certainly subsume the kapara of something that's lower in the set. So according to this version, it has to be a little different. In this version, it goes like this. So Amrulo, from the tzad of Rabbi Meir, Maoshikra Vuzebezet, what would be the din of substituting one for the other? To which Rabbi Shimon replied, absolutely. And in this version, Amrulo, well, according to me, Rabbi Meir, it makes sense that you could exchange any one for any other. But according to you, although there are indeed some that are exchangeable, for instance, I would agree with you that it makes sense, even the Shitatcha, that Yom Kippur's Sa'ir could be used for Rosh Chodesh. And the same thing would be true about the Regalim, could be used for Rosh Chodesh. Or Yom Kippur could be used for the Regalim. But how the heck could you allow a Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh to be brought in place of a Sa'ir of Yom HaKippurim, which goes two steps higher in the Kapara that it's achieving? So, Heir Shel Rosh Chodeshim Krevim B'Yom HaKippurim L'Chaper Kapara She'ina Shelah. Because then it's dealing with something that it has no power to deal with anyway. It wasn't set aside for that purpose. Amar Lahem, and in this version as well, the answer that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai provided was that what's important when it comes to Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshav for Sa'irim is only the set of Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshav. So Kulam Ba'im L'Chaper Al Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav. When it comes to doing that sin, Bizadon, what mechaper on that? V'azdon tumat mikdash u'kedoshav, Seir hanaaseh bifnim ve'yom ha'kippurim, are counterintuitively mechaprim. Since the door is no longer open to the kapor of the carbon olive yored, which can only be done v'halama u'bishkaga, the same carbon has in it the potential to actually be mechaper, which you can't do on a shogeg, but can paradoxically do on a mezid. Very strange. We'll talk about this later on in the Gemara. Now, how about all the other things in the Torah? See, there's two sets. The sets of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, and then the set of all of Eris. I mean, this gets stranger and stranger. So, on all of the other Averis in the Torah, Hakalot V'Chamurot, we'll see what Kalot V'Chamurot mean, whether it's done bizadon, whether it's done bishkaga, whether you knew about it, whether you didn't know about it, whether it's a mitzvah aseh or mitzvah lo taseh, whether it's a koreit, whether it's a mitot beit din, there's one other sayer, we didn't discuss yet. And that's the Sarah Mishtaleach. So on all of these other things, the Sarah Mishtaleach is mechaper. Now that's absolutely not true. In other words, what it says in the Mishnah, what it seems to be saying is that if you do an isur karet, bishogeg, and then you find out about it, that this sa'ir, hamishtaleach was bechaper, which would mean that if you did something before Yom Kippur, and you didn't bring the korban, and now the sa'ir mishtaleach was brought, you don't have to bring the korban anymore. Because the sa'ir mishtaleach was bechaper. It doesn't say toleh. So the Gemara will explain that when it says hoda v'lo hoda, it does not mean what you think it means. It does not mean yidiyah in the same sense that it meant in the beginning of the Mishnah. Here it means that you became aware of the doubt. So in other words, you found out that a piece of meat that you ate might have been chalev. You don't know whether you ate the kosher meat or the chalev that would have been b'chayev yukaret and therefore a korban. But what do you usually do under those circumstances? You bring an asham. How do you like that? So then we get back to the ashma idea. So you bring an asham tolui. Now we saw that all of the se'irim that we've talked about so far relate to this concept of ruhu ashem. And sure enough, it turns out that if you were chayav an asham tolui before Yom HaKippur, or you were not chayav the asham tolui because you only found about it after Yom HaKippur, ben noda ben lo da. Yom HaKippurim was already mechaper together with the bringing of the Sarah Mishtaleach. That is what Hoda means, the Hoda of the doubt, but not the Hoda of the definite, The dav, the definite, when coupled with the shogeg, you're always going to be chayev the korban. So that means that on other averot, it would be similar to yediyot, to matve migdash, she'ein ba yediyah besof. So it would only be tole, would not be mechaper. All right, so now we have five separate se'irim that we have dealt with. The saranasa bifnim, the saranasa b'chutz of the musafa of Yom HaKippurim, the se'irei haregolim, the se'ir of Yom HaShechadoshim, and now, at last, the se'ir that is mishtaleach la'azazel, which is the counterpart of the saranasa bifnim. You could see, it's a very interesting counterpart, because it too deals with elements of tliyah and on other issues, where I could still calmly day korban. No, Nase Bachutz is the Sa'ir of the Musaf of Yom Kippur. This is the Sa'ir that is, the Sa'ir La'azazel is what it's talking about. It's the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. So it's not Bifnim, it's not Bachutz, it's Mishtaleach, totally out. Bachutz means outside of the Kodesh HaKadosh, it means in the Azara. Mishtaleach means it's outside of the Mikdash completely. But what is true is that these kaparot are exactly the same for a Yisraeli, for a Kohen, and even for the Kohen Mashuach. Now, the reason we say even for the Kohen Mashuach is because there is unique carbon that is set aside for a Kohen Gadol, Mashuach, B'Shem HaMishcha, in which if he sins, he only is chayev to bring a carbon if that sin was based on a mistaken hora'ah, not on an act that was done mistakenly, and it is a special carbon, which is called the par, Kohen Mashuach. Now that carbon doesn't exist for Yisraelim at all, or even for other Kohanim. Therefore, the Mishnah wants to address, and what about all the other things in the world, then? What would be mechaper? These carbonates are mechaper for anybody. When it comes to the Tumas Mikdash for Kedoshav, or the other things that we mentioned. What then is the difference between Yisraelim, Kohanim, and a Kohen Mashuach? Ah, there is a difference, surprisingly enough. We've already suspected that there's a difference, because we know that Aaron, on Yom Kippur, says the same vidui on the Soyer HaMishtaleach that he says on the par that he's bringing for the Kohanim. And we do this in the Avodat Yom Kippurim with the Chazan on Yom Kippur. So we go over his personal vidui on that par, his vidui for the entire Beit Aaron, and then a separate vidui that's done on the Sar Mishtaleach, which he's doing for all of Yisrael. Now that implies that indeed there is a unique carbon for Kohanim. So what is that difference? What that difference is that the par takes the place of the Sayer vis-a-vis Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav. So the par is Mechaper al-Kohanim al-Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav. Now this is a little bit strange, because we've seen all along that it was the Sayer, every variant of Sayer, that is Mechaper on Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav for Yisraelim. And here, Dafka, the one thing where there's a difference between Yisraelim, Kohanim, and so on, is only Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav. So over there, the par. And yet, it's further strange in that the vidui that is said on the par seems to be the equivalent of the vidui that's said on the saranasa bifnim. I don't say a vidui on the saranasa bifnim, but that's because I do by saying it on the sar mishtaleach. Because these two are actually one animal that is dualistic, that is brought all the way inside or all the way outside. But it's seen as the same, therefore they have to be totally matched, they have to be brought together, they have to be related through a goral and not through any other act. So we see them as a dualistic single entity. So if I am now going to be misvada on the Sar HaMishtaleach, it's very strange, because on the Sar HaMishtaleach, the one thing that is not going to be mechaperon is Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshav. And now you're telling me, but the par is on Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshav. That's really weird. And because of that, Rabbi Shimon wants to make it clear that it's not so simple as you said it. Rabbi Shimon says, think about this. The single animal, which is the Sayer HaNasa Bifnim's coupling to the Sayer HaNasa Bechutz, the Sayer HaNasa Bifnim is the blood of the Sayer HaNasa Bechutz that is brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The Sayer HaNasa Bechutz is the vidui, which is meant for the Sayer HaNasa Bifnim, but is never said on the Sayer HaNasa Bifnim, which is brought outside of the Beit HaMikdash, correct? So each one is mechaper in a different way where normally a carbon has both of these elements that are interlinked, because we don't usually see the dualism in a carbon. So we have a dam and we have a vidui. But you can't just simply gloss over that when it comes to Yom Kippur, because that's the whole focus. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, look, the correct way to say it is, the dam of the Sar Nasa Bifnim is certainly not the same kapara as the vidui, which was said on the Sar Nasa Bachutz. Whereas when it comes to the par, it is. So that doesn't make sense to apply it across the board to the Kohanim. Therefore, the correct way to see it is this. The dam of the Sar Nasa Bifnim is what is really bringing the kapara on Yisrael, and it's bringing that kapara for Tumat Mikdash Ugedoshah. So those two damim are interchangeable. The dam of the par, indeed, is Mechapra al Kohanim. It's not that we see two totally different issues that are happening. There's one issue that is happening differently for Yisrael and the Kohanim. And that one issue is, for Yisrael, it's all about a Sawyer. A Sawyer that has two identities. For Kohanim, it's all about a par. Lamaisa, those two things, each have the typical two elements of kapara. Ki adamu benefesh yichaper, and then the vidui. So if the dam, because it couldn't have been if it would have been the vidui, we would have had to mention the Sar Mishtaleach. You said the Sar Nasa Bifnim doesn't have a vidui, is mechaper on Tumas Mikdash v'Kedoshah. How? With its blood. That's the only element of kapara that comes from it. So if the dam of the Sar Nasa Bifnim is mechaper on Yisrael, then the fact that we see Aaron bringing this par for the Kohanim means that the dam of the par is mechaper on the Kohanim. But by the same token, if the vidui of the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is mechaper on Yisrael for all other Averot, then by definition we would have to say that the vidui of the par takes the place of the vidui of the Sa'ir, and the Kohanim have nothing to do with the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach at all. So that the par is brought as a complete substitute for everything that the Sa'ir Anasa Bifnim with its partner, the Sayer that's Mishtaleach, does for Yisrael. And therefore, it's only logical to say that the vidui of the par is the kapara for Shar Averot on the Kohanim. A brilliant analysis. So, therefore, kach vidui shal par mechaper al hakohanim. שבועות, שתיים שין ארבע, ידיעות, התאומה, שתיים שין ארבע, יציאות, השבת, שתיים שין ארבע, מראות מגעים, שתיים שין ארבע. את שיש בה ידיעה בתחילה, וידיעה בסוף, ואליהם בינתיים, that's the classic, הרי זה בעולה ויורד. יש בה ידיעה בתחילה, ואין בה ידיעה בסוף, סעיר הנעשה בפנים, ים הכבום תולה, עד שיוודע לו. Then, when it's יוודע לו, at that point, it should be יביא בעולה ויורד. אין בה ידיעה בתחילה, ויש בה ידיעה בסוף, סעיר הנעשה בחוץ, ים הכיפורים מחפר שם, מלבד חטאת הכיפורים, which implies that על מה שזה מחפר, זה מחפר. Just like it's a given that the פנימי is מחפר, אין על הדבר שיש בה ידיעה, albeit in that case it's ידיעה בתחילה, אף החיצון אין מחפר על הדבר שיש בה ידיעה, in this case ידיעה בסוף. אשר אין בה ידיעה לא בתחילה ולא בסוף. סעירי הרגלים וסעירי ראשי חדשים, מחפרים, דבר רבי יהודה. רבי שמעון אומר, סעירי הרגלים אינדיד הם מחפרים, אבל לא סעירי ראשי חדשים. You know what סעירי ראשי חדשים הם מחפרים הם? על התואר שאכל את התמי. רבי מאיר אומר, כל הסעירים כפרתן שווה על תומת מקדש וקדושה. היה רבי שמעון אומר, סעירי ראשי חדשים מחפרים על התואר שאכל את התמי, ושל רגלים מחפרים על שם בידיעה לא בתחילה ולא בסוף, שיום הכיפור מחפר שאין בה ידיעה בתחילה ויש בה ידיעה בסוף. אמרו לו, and according to you, מהו שיקרבו זה בזה? אמר להם, why not? יקרבו, אמר לו, what do you mean, why not? אוהבים כפרתן שווה, החריבים זה בזה. אמר להם, כולם באים לחפר על תומת מקדש וקדושה. רבי שמעון בן יהודה has a different understanding in רבי שמעון בר יוחאי. He is אומר משמו, סעירי ראשי חדשים המחפרים על תושה אכלת התמי. But מוסיף על הים של רגלים that they are also מחפר על התואר של אכלת התמי, but add to that, השם בידיע לא בתחילה ולא בסוף. מוסיף על הים של יום הכיפורים, שהוא מחפר על התואר של אכלת התמי, ועל שאין בידיע לא בתחילה ולא בסוף. So it adds now yet another one. Amrulo maushi karavuze beze. Amarlam, why not? Amrulo, im ken yushiyom kippurim kravim broshech hadashim. I understand. But if shoroshech hadashim kravim biyom kippurim, then they'll mechaper kaparal sheina shalahem. Amarlam, kulam baim lechaper, al tumat migdash ugedosham. Vazidon tumat migdash ugedosham. Zero nasa befnim yom kippurim mechaperim kapara gmura. Al shara verot shabatora kalot vachamurot azidonot vashkagot. Hoda v'lo hoda, meaning yediat safek. Asse v'lo ta'asse, kritot mitot beitin, seir mishtalech mechaper, echad yisraelim, echad kohanim, echad kohanim meshuach. Ma ben yisraelim lekohanim, lekohanim meshuach, ela shapar mechaper lekohanim al tumat mikdash kedoshah. Rabbi Shimon omer, kishem shedam asir anase befini mechaper al yisrael, kach dam apar mechaper al kohanim, uchshem shviduyo shel seir mishtalech, מחפר על ישראל, כך וידויו של פר מחפר על כהנים.